Oh, legendary souls! My name is Geoff, and I assist legends change their perception positively. It's a beautiful one, this one. A beautiful perception shifting moment is about to take place. As you can see in the title, it's setting intentions, New Year's resolutions, whatever I end up calling this thing. You know, we like to have only one time of the year. Oh, it's New Year's, got to set a New Year's. What's your New Year's resolution? And look, that's beautiful. It's beautiful to set one. And I put the voice on for a bit of a laugh there, but it's like, it's beautiful to do a New Year's resolution. I guess I put the voice on because we can set a new day's resolution any day. Any day. So whenever you're listening to this, whatever day it is that you're listening to this, you can set a New Year's resolution or a new day's resolution right now and stick to it. Stick to it. That's what it's all about. Because what does a New Year's resolution usually, what does it bring in? It usually brings in a bit of discipline. A lot of people, they change the way that they eat. They're usually a bit cleaner. They kind of, maybe, I don't know, they'll focus on their health. They'll look after themselves, you know, because it's a time of slow down time, you know, usually, especially for the ones in the summer months at the moment, it's a bit more of it's a holidays, you know, a bit more of a slower paced time. And in those times, you get a chance to think and be clear and really raise your frequency, raise your vibration, look after yourself. And then as the hustle and bustle busyness kind of comes in, all of a sudden, all that goes out the window. You forget about it. You've got no time mentally. And I say mentally because it's just exactly that. Because you can create 5 minutes of solace, of peace, any given moment, for example. You know, just, you know, go into a different room from others and let me can communicate with them and say, listen, I'm just going to stop and breathe and meditate for 5 minutes. If that's a New Year's resolution that has kind of come through in the last little bit. And yes, so that's what I'm saying here. This adjustment of perception is about setting a new day's resolution. For example, you can call it whatever you want. I don't care. You know, all I'm doing is relaying a message from the universe to basically, yeah, raise your frequency, look after yourself in any given day. Do it now. Do it today. You know, what are you being putting off? Do it. What's stopping you? And then look at what's stopping you. Focus in on it. Hone in on it. And sometimes it could be other people. Sometimes it could be programs, limiting programs within that don't want you to exceed and get to a whole new level, a whole new best version of yourself, which may lead to achieving your dreams and, you know, reaching these heights that you really want to reach, if that's what it is. Or, you know, it could even just be as simple as being happy. So, you know, I'm here to empower you to, you know, set a new month's resolution. Like for me, that's probably the most balanced way to do this is, you know, if you want to do it on the first of the month, I don't actually do this, but this just came through right now, is once a month, if you want to do it on the first day of the month, at least there's something that you can kind of hone in on. A new month's resolution. Every single month that goes by, you can focus in on that month and what you want to achieve or what you really want to bring into your life and do it. And be disciplined, damn it. Be disciplined, please. Do it for your soul. Because if you want to do something, you know, a lot of the time in our experience, there's like checklists that we never really tick off. And these checklists, if we're really attached to them, they can hold us back. You know, they can hold us back from what we really want to bring in our future. Like I've had a recent experience personally where I had a bit of a list. It was there for a couple of months, and I literally knocked it off in a space of like 10 days. And I tell you what, it led to some more beautiful things to take place. And it was a really positive thing to do, to knock off those checklists. That could even be a resolution in itself. Focus some energy on that. Yeah. It's a beautiful message, this one here. I think I've done one or two messages about New Year's resolution, New Year's Day resolution, a new one, a new month's resolution. Shift your perception, create the reality that you want. That's what life's all about, is you are the pilot, you are the author, you are the leader of your experience. Do it, you know, create your reality, be who you want to be, do what you want to do. Nothing can stop you, essentially, but yourself. And a lot of the time we let others stop us as well and get in our way. Due to others saying, you can't do that. You won't be able to do that, surely. And all that, all they're doing is reflecting their reality, because you can do anything. You're an infinite being, capable of anything. That's right. And that's why, yeah, when you raise your frequency, raise your vibration, and reach new heights within yourself, you will naturally overflow that energy and that frequency and that positivity to the next person, being a legend. And you might not even have to say anything. You just got to be in the same room as them. You know, they say that sometimes they say, oh, you light up the room. And why is that? Why? Well, you go deep with that. Why does someone light up the room? Why are they glowing? And you could say, oh, but they're good looking though, Joff. It's like, oh, okay, well, you know, that's interesting. That's interesting. Like, if you feel good about yourself, that is what I'd go for here. That's what legends that light up the room, that light up others' experience, they don't even need to say anything. They're usually fairly positive. They've done a little bit of work within themselves. They're leading by example. Yeah. And they're really, yeah, they're just being themselves, authentic. And happiness comes to mind as well, straight away as well, eh? Definitely, that's the general feel, is a big smile usually lights up a room. Yeah, anyway, we got a bit off topic. But it's a beautiful message, this one here. You know, new week's resolution. This is just, it's just getting better. This is just getting better. It's just getting better. You can, every single week, set an intention for what you'd like to do and do it. Because you know how empowered, you know how powerful intentions are? You know how powerful they are? Yeah, I invite you to, you know, use this energy, this message that has come through me to, yeah, enrich your lives, which will overflow to enrich others' lives, and create the reality that you would like. Because you fucking deserve it. Because you're a legend. Yeah, if you enjoyed this and you feel that it can benefit someone you know, feel free to share it, and feel free to, you know, do all that other dance, the, you know, if you want to give it a review or 5-star, you know how it is, and all that stuff, you know, it gets others to, gets the algorithm up and all that stuff. Not much of a tech guy is Joff. Yeah, whatever you'd like to do, if you enjoyed this, if you want to assist me, you know, feel free to give it a like, or, you know, all that stuff. But if not, you know, I think the biggest gift you can give me is look after yourself. Overflow that energy to the next legend. That's beautiful. New Year's resolution, new month's resolution, new week's resolution, new day's resolution. Create the reality you'd like. And again, what are some of the big things that are going to be that really bring you into staying focused with these intentions is discipline and accountability. Yeah. Taking action, actually doing it. Anyway, I reckon that'll do this one here. I've said enough. I love you, legends. With an open mind and an open heart, anything is possible. Namaste.